birthing suite to the theatre, aged care or intensive care, there are so many different opportunities for nurses in Australia. Hello and welcome to Nursing Down Under. In today's episode, we're going to hear what it's really like in Aussie hospitals from nurses all specialising in different clinical areas in different parts of the country. I have four amazing Alliance nurses with me. First, we have Owen Cray. Owen is a theatre nurse now living in Perth on Australia's west coast. Hi, Owen.
Hello, Kate.
We also have Danielle Gudger joining us. Danielle is a midwife from the UK. She's also currently in WA. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello, welcome.
Taylor Hills Phillips is an Australian nurse from South Australia based in Adelaide. Hi there, Taylor.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And finally, Neve Toot is also with us. She's an ICU nurse currently living in Brisbane. Hi, Neve.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Well, Owen, why don't you kick us off? Tell us a bit about yourself. What brought you to Australia?
I'm originally from Ireland, I'm 26, and I came to Australia for a new adventure. Very stereotypically, I suppose, I wanted to see new parts of the world and experience new hospitals, potentially different ways of doing things. And yeah, loving it so far.
Yeah, that's great to hear it. So tell me a little bit about your experience. I understand you spent some time in Melbourne first, but now you're in WA?
Yeah, when I first landed, we went on a bit of a holiday up the East Coast and stuff like that, and then settled down in Melbourne for a couple of months where I did a lot of working kind of mainly in private hospitals around Melbourne. I have a lot of experience in plastic surgery, so I tended to kind of take a lot of shifts in plastics hospitals around Melbourne. But yeah, so it's been good. Moved to Perth then after that. I did a bit of work there, but mainly kind of with more of a focus on seeing a new part of Australia. We did a bit of travelling up the coast where we are currently at the moment, and yeah, that's been it. Been a great work life balance so far.
Yeah, great to hear. Danielle, what about you? Tell us a bit about yourself and how you ended up here in Australia.
So I'm also 26 and I'm a qualified midwife from the UK. I've been qualified for over 4 years, but 2 years of those have been in Australia. I again wanted a brand new adventure, and the UK nurses and midwives out there will know that the NHS is at the point of despair, and I just couldn't start my much-loved career in a place where it wasn't going to be fun. So I thought I'd spark on a new adventure to Australia, and I'm absolutely having the best time.
And whereabouts are you at the moment? So you've sort of been travelling around a bit too, haven't you?
Yes, so I'm mainly based in Sydney, and that's where I've been primarily for 2 years. But I've embarked on a couple of rural contracts, and I've found myself in the middle of the desert in Western Australia's rural town of Port Hedland.
And that's where you are today?
That is where I am, and it's very hot, unlike Sydney.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm excited to hear a little bit more about these rural placements as we go through. But Taylor, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself and your nursing career? I know you're from Australia.
Yes, from Australia. So I have been predominantly trained in public hospitals. So I've been working for the last 4 years in a large metropolitan hospital in South Australia. My background is in respiratory and thoracic medicine, but I've also had some experience in emergency, which has been fantastic.
And where are you based at the moment?
So I'm in Adelaide, which is kind of the joke state to other Australians if you do ask them, but it is like a fun little dynamic city that's got a lot going on.
Don't sell Adelaide short. Adelaide does have a lot going on. It's a beautiful place, but it is probably one of the smaller cities. That's probably why people, you know, it's probably not the first place you think about going when you come to Australia, but there's lots of opportunities there, right?
Oh, definitely. It's a joke that it's the 20-minute city. It takes 20 minutes to get anywhere to the hills or to the coast. But there is a lot going on there. As soon as you kind of get in the thick of it, you realise how much Adelaide does have to offer.
And working with Alliance, is that your first experience of agency nursing?
Yes. So I had worked with a couple of agency nurses who had come on to the floor in the Metropolitan Hospital that I work in. And I was blown away by the experience and the skill. And unfortunately, agency nursing does have a little bit of a I don't want to say a negative connotation, but it's kind of like, oh, I'm working with agency today. You never know what you're really going to get. But I was blown away by these nurses, and the Workforce of Alliance very much seemed curated and seemed to be like well-researched, like their backgrounds were well-researched. So I just thought I'd love the opportunity to be able to put my name to that.
And yeah, and how are you finding agency life so far?
It is great. It's got a lot of perks to it. There's a great deal of flexibility, which is something that I really value. Yeah, I'm loving it so far.
Niamh, what about you? Where were you working before you moved out, and how are you finding it so far?
So I am from Ireland, and I worked in just Limerick Hospital. It's in the southwest of Ireland. Worked in the ICU there and then came out here. So it's a big change, but I'm enjoying it, yeah.
Oh, great to hear. Oh, and I know you've been doing some traveling. You sort of talked about how you moved from Melbourne to Perth and what traveling up the East Coast. I mean, you know, what's your impression of Australia? Because you have seen a bit of it in the time that you've been here.
Yeah, I've seen a fair bit, to be fair. It's been great. Like, Australia's an unbelievable country, so different to Ireland. So the difference is very evident as you're traveling around, but it's completely set up for all the kind of staying in a van and van life and all that, with the free campsites on the motorways and stuff. So yeah, I've been loving that. And the beaches have been amazing. One big difference since moving to Perth, the beaches around Perth are so nice compared to Melbourne. But yeah, I've been trying to make the most out of the work, holiday visa, doing a bit of holidaying more than working. But yeah, it's been really good.
Yeah, we want you to have a good time while you're here. What about work? Like, you know, the theatres here in Australia compared to back home. I mean, working in theatre, is that fairly similar?
Yeah, I suppose when you first move over, you think it's going to be so different because you're moving to a completely different country. But the theatre environment remains largely the same. The principles are the same, of course, which makes move a lot easier. You expect the work to be a lot different, but the instruments are the same. They're called the same things majority of the time. The surgeries are still the same. Like, removing someone's gallbladder is always going to be the same no matter what country you're in. And so that's great for moving. But the only thing is getting used to the work environment. So that's slightly different. Obviously, different country, different people. So just getting used to them and is kind of the only change, really. But overall, everyone's been absolutely amazing, and it's the move has been quite seamless, really, to be honest.
Is there anything that's been hard or something that you weren't expecting when you sort of came into the hospital system here in Australia?
The days are slightly longer. So they kind of do a 10-hour theatre day here, which is slightly longer than one that I'm used to back home. Just probably the agency life, like the interchanging between hospitals at the start, is a bit of a culture shock, just because you're dealing with new paperwork, because you're in a different country like Australia is. Slightly different paperwork to Ireland, and obviously then moving hospital to hospital, they have different paperwork. So it was something that took me a while to wrap my head around. But once you do, like, you work here for a month and you kind of get used to it all and you find your feet and it becomes second nature after that. So that's probably the most difficult aspect of it, is just the constant change. But in a way, it kind of is great for you because it makes you become a bit more dynamic, and you know, you're getting used to introducing yourself in new theatre environments. So like, the theatre environment is largely a lot of different people from different backgrounds and disciplines. So it's great to become more kind of dynamic and accepting into these groups and stuff, and make yourself known, introducing yourself and becoming part of the team a bit quicker in the mornings is really important.
And Niamh, how are you finding agency nursing? Did you come straight to Brisbane when you moved out, or have you done a bit of travelling?
I went to Melbourne to see my friends for a week, went to Sydney to see my friends, and then kind of decided on Brisbane. It was kind of nice to check out the other cities so that I knew I'd made the right decision.
And you feel like you've made the right decision now?
Yeah, I do. I think, like, I have a lot of friends in Melbourne and Sydney, but I think it's great to get out of your comfort zone and kind of move somewhere where you know no one. So I think that's kind of why we chose Brisbane, is just to put us more out of our comfort zone.
So Niamh, why did you decide on Brisbane? Is it the good weather?
I know that was a big factor of it. When you look at it on the map, it definitely has its perks as well with the weather. And I think it kind of reminds me of home a small bit. So it's quite small, obviously, in comparison to the other cities. And obviously being from such a small part, I think it does definitely give that more homely vibe. And obviously the weather is a great perk. So I think we kind of just chose Brisbane because it's a great base as well for traveling up the East Coast. So we get a lot of time on our days off to kind of travel up, see other places. So that's kind of really why we chose Brisbane.
And what about the hospitals there? I mean, are the hospitals very different to back home?
Yeah, I think the biggest kind of shock for me was how Australia has a lot of like private and public hospitals. So I think trying to get used to how the hospitals work and like the difference between public and private is a big change. Obviously, at home, like we don't really have many private hospitals that would have such a big, extensive ICU. So I think like coming out here, it was just a big shock knowing that like you have to learn all new like policies, procedures, how things work. Like obviously like the fundamentals of nursing are always going to stay the same. Like you don't really need to relearn things. It's just knowing like how to adapt to the new hospital was just the biggest change really. But the nursing is always the same. So at least that's good.
And working in ICU, I can imagine that could be quite full on. You know, is that similar to back home?
Yeah. I think like I do a lot of work in kind of private hospitals here, which would be a lot more of a slow pace than at home. You don't get the big traumas that come in that like I'd be used to. So I think it's nice to kind of take a step back and kind of get back to basics with ICU. You wouldn't really be stressed off your feet, shall I say. No, I think the ICUs are very similar. Like I think overall nursing is quite similar wherever you go in the world. It's just learning to kind of fit into the hospital, know how things work, you know, and work with a different team, I think is good. So it's similar, but it's different as well.
Yeah. Is that the hardest thing you think? Getting, you know, just getting used to those little nuances or the differences in the hospital or the people?
Yeah, I think the people as well is a big change. It's trying to fit into their already established team and see how you can kind of add your own little sparkle to the place. But it's definitely getting used to how the doctors operate, how the operations run. And I think like that's kind of been the biggest challenge, is just trying to kind of take a step back and observe and see how you can kind of slot in.
And Danielle, has that been sort of the experience for you as well? I mean, as a midwife, what's that been like here in Australia?
It's very similar here, and I wasn't sure what to expect when I first moved over to Australia. The biggest culture shock was that Australia has a lot of private hospitals where the UK really doesn't. It's a lot of public care. I still split myself between public and private care, but that was the biggest shock, adapting to that private aspect of midwifery. Again, the hours are pretty much the same. They tend to do shorter days. They tend to do a lot of 8-hour shifts, which is the old way of doing it in England. Whereas I love 12-hour shifts because you do 3 days and then you're done for the week.
Yeah, you've got a bit of time to do some other things, and you've kind of got your work sort of crammed into those days. You were talking there a little bit about the kind of, you know, getting used to the different changes, the public and private system. I mean, for people back home, how would you describe that?
For the public hospitals, it is very much what I knew, what I practiced. You are solely in charge of women-centered care, whereas private hospitals, you listen more to the obstetrician. The obstetrician is the prime care person here. So you take a back step, really. And I found that quite difficult when I first arrived, because I wasn't doing the care that I knew and loved and could do. But I've adapted now, and it's okay. And you build these rapports when you go, as Owen said, you know, you get familiar with the hospitals, you get familiar with the people you work with. And that's the great thing about Alliance, because they will put you in the same facility. So you're able to build that rapport with people and the managers, the midwives, and all of the multidisciplinary team. You just, yeah, build a great relationship and can work much better.
So you have been with Alliance for a little while now. What's a typical week like for you? Do you try and cram all your shifts together, or how does it work?
Yes, I've been with Alliance since 2021, and my typical week, I don't really have a typical week. I tend to do lots of night shifts. You'll find me mostly on a night shift because I dance and I love to swim in the day. So I love to have access to free time. So I do probably 2 or 3 shifts a week, which is actually crazy having such flexibility to do that. But yeah, I tend to just get my shifts out of the way and then just enjoy what Australia's got to offer, even if that's going away for a couple of days, because you have such freedom to do that.
Taylor, you work across a range of areas. What sort of shifts have you been getting since joining Alliance?
The freedom to pick up kind of any shift that you want is definitely there with Alliance. There's a high demand. So my shifts have been complementing my other income, which has just been kind of great to have that freedom. But I have been across all of the public hospitals within Adelaide and have had some exposure to private. But as Danielle said, like, Alliance does kind of recognize where you have been, and they like to kind of facilitate and foster those relationships between hospitals. So then when they do see your name on the allocation page, it's like, oh, welcome back. Like, we had such a great shift last time, which is so lovely being welcomed in as an agency nurse.
And what about working in an emergency department, or ED as it's commonly referred to here? What's that like?
Well, the pressure's on all hospitals across Australia, but particularly public. Like, that's no secret that the pressure has been immense on not only nurses, but our medical teams, multidisciplinary colleagues. It's like Ian said, it's very akin to theatre, where whilst the emergencies will never be the exact same scenario each time, it does require that same level of critical thinking across the board. And some shifts at the end, you just want to cry because you can't believe you got through it. And other shifts, it's kind of a celebration because it was so streamlined and so well managed. So no 2 days are ever going to be the same, but the pressure of knowing that you're a first line responder to a vulnerable percentage of our population, like, that's my drive for me to kind of keep working in those high acuity, like, emergent areas.
And you could still get those shifts as an agency nurse?
Oh, definitely. Alliance does very much foster those relationships with yourself in certain hospitals. But yeah, the freedom is always there that if you're like, hey, look, I know that I can really strive in one particular area and I can really be an asset to it, Alliance will help kind of facilitate that placement in an emergent area or in an acute care area.
Now, you we're a little bit on the fence over trying to explain, you know, Adelaide and how different it, you know, it can be as a smaller city here in Australia. But obviously, there's still a big population and there's a number of hospitals. Is there a big demand for nurses in that part of the country right now?
Oh, definitely, especially nurses that can not only walk the walk but talk the talk, nurses who are kind of well-equipped to take on different assignments. The demand is 100% there. Adelaide it's run on a grid, so it is very easily accessible, but within that grid we've got a lot of not only public hospitals but private as well that all have their different specialties.
And getting around Adelaide and living in Adelaide, what's that like?
Getting around Adelaide is so incredibly easy. Like I alluded to before, it's called the 20-minute city. It can take you 20 minutes to get to the beach or up into the hills or down the expressway into the wine regions. Public transport is also a big bonus to the city. So our government has put in a lot of money to not only the tram system that runs like through the CBD and kind of the immediate suburbs surrounding, but the train system as well. So allowing accessibility down to the coast and up into the northern suburbs, that's a massive win, I think, for accessibility within the city.
What about you, Owen? How do you spend your time out of work?
Most times when I finish work, it's pretty late in the evening, so kind of just reside back to the apartment. But in the summer and stuff, I used to do a couple of walks around Albert Park and stuff like that. And I'm living in St Kilda, so oftentimes we'd go down to the beach, which is great. Having the beach so close to the city is just amazing. Melbourne itself is just class. There's so much going on in the summer. I'm from quite a quieter part of Ireland, so having the availability of a nice day life and a lot of free events to go to, concerts if you want, or even the F1 as well in April was absolutely amazing. So it's been kind of a whirlwind of a change, but one that's greatly accepted. It's been really, really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And tell me about Perth. I mean, obviously very different. It's one of the most, remote cities, not just in Australia, but in the world. As you mentioned, there's the beautiful beaches. You know, what's the life like there?
Yeah, I've immediately kind of felt like Perth is a lot quieter and stuff, which is a bit of a shock. Then again, but you settle into it a lot quicker than you'd imagine. Just the idea, like you said, of going to the beaches, going down to the cafes and stuff on the weekend is just amazing. The quiet life, you kind of settle into it nicely. Perth's really nice. Like, there's so many nice parks and stuff like that. So one thing that's a bit different is just the public transport. It's mainly operated on buses rather than trams, where Melbourne, I found just public transport to be really good because there's so many trams to get around. And there's a tram stop like right outside of our apartment, which was great. So, Perth's great as well.
Daniel, you're on a rural placement at the moment. You're obviously been based in Sydney, but been spending some time out in some very remote rural parts of Australia. I mean, what's that been like?
I have always wanted to use my career as an opportunity to explore Australia, and the rural opportunities are second to none. You know, you get thrown in at the deep end, and these rural hospitals are very, very remote. There's nothing around. And at the moment, there is currently no signal, so I'm sat in the middle of a visitor centre using their free Wi-Fi because I've been off the grid for so long. But from a midwifery aspect, it has been eye-opening to really get to know the First Nation people and work alongside them, because when you're in the cities, you don't often see many First Nation people. So working alongside them, building respect or gaining respect.
Exactly. I mean, would you recommend that experience to other nurses thinking of coming over to go out and spend some time in the rural part of the country?
Absolutely. It's been one of the best opportunities I've been given. And it's a break from city work. It's a break from the coming and going of everything that happens in Sydney and in the bigger cities around. And I've really had a chance to look at my clinical practice and how I work as a woman-centered midwife.
Any advice, for those about to move over? I might start with you, Owen.
My advice would just be to be open to trying new hospitals. You may have to push your limits every now and again, safely, of course, but it's, getting out of your comfort zone, meeting new people, new hospitals. Alliance is great because they'll facilitate that. From my experience, I have a large plastics kind of experience, but I'd often have to work in areas where it wouldn't be my preference, but I also have experience in. So, just go out, enjoy your time here and push your limits a bit.
And what about you, Nate?
Again, big change from home because you're in such a kind of schedule at home. You work certain days. You don't really have much freedom. So I'm really enjoying the freedom. Like, you know that if you don't want to work Sunday, you've been out with the girls Saturday night, you don't have to work Sunday. So you get a lot more freedom, I think. And I think it's really good how you kind of get shifts in like a big range of hospitals, different specialties. You really kind of get out of your comfort zone and you really kind of have to throw yourself into the deep end and just learn on the job, because a lot of the time you might not have experience in different aspects. So I think it's really good. You learn a lot and you get a lot more freedom and days off, which is the bonus.
And have you met some other agency nurses or nurses through Alliance too?
Yeah, I actually haven't met many Irish nurses, which is a surprise, but I definitely met a lot of girls from UK, America, and they've all said the same thing. They love just being able, I suppose, to like come in, do your job and go home. You don't have to like worry about, having to come in the next day because you could be in a different hospital. So it's really great that you can just go in, do your work, come home. And like that, they love their days off, love the freedom. And I think there's so much opportunity out here for different types of roles. You know, if you do a certain type of nursing at home, you don't have to do it out here. You can kind of do rural, remote, kind of do office work. There's just loads of opportunities. So I think everyone has the same mindset, yeah.
Any advice?
I would say definitely come in with an open mind. Like, it is going to be different. It's going to be challenging, but you'll always come away from it thinking, geez, that was a hard day, but I learned this. So I think just definitely be aware it's not going to be the same as at home, but I think you really just have to embrace it. You have to enjoy it. And I think, look at your days off, look what you get to do, look at the weather. There's so much positives to it as well. And like, you really get to expand your nursing knowledge too. So just go in with an open mind.
And what about you, Danielle? Any advice for nurses who might be thinking about coming and spending some time in Australia?
My biggest advice to you would be to do it. If you're thinking about it, do it. Get a bit of experience behind you first in the UK or in Ireland, and then move on over. It's the best decision you'll ever make.
Oh, great to hear. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, guys. I know how busy you are. It's been amazing to hear a little bit about your experience, and we really appreciate having you on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
If you have any questions we haven't answered, head over to the Nursing Down Under Instagram page and send us a DM or voice note. We'll play those in a later episode. And of course, if you want to hear more about the opportunities currently on offer for nurses in Australia, head to alliancenursing.com.au.